We've heard a lot about schools and the pandemic this year, about how some schools stayed in person, how some didn't. We've heard from teachers and parents about what's working and what isn't in this strange school year. But we wanted to hear more from someone who is in the thick of this whole mess. Today, we hear from a high school junior on what this year's actually been like.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm 16 years old and I live in Kalamazoo. I've been recording these audio diaries for a couple of weeks now.
Good morning. It is 10:14 a.m. I'm currently sitting in my AP Lang class.
Hello. So it is
1:07 p.m.
This is a bit later than I think I did my one yesterday.
I've been tracking what it's like doing virtual school.
Today was a great example of my usual routine in the morning, because I woke up at 8:58 and then I put my headphones on and I have my school laptop like right next to my bed. So I like just literally just went to my slam poetry class from my bed, just because it was easier and warm.
But beyond my new routine, there's been one huge change.
Every day is the exact same and has been the exact same since last March, since March 13th, 2020.
Every day is just so boring.
It's just so much easier to get burnt out because of just no variation, and it just feels like you're doing the same exact thing every day. I'm in class right now, so if I was unmuted just there, that would have been embarrassing.
Virtual school just doesn't feel like school at all.
I get out of bed and I go to school 7 feet away from my bed, and even if I'm changing location a little bit, it's still very, I could go lay down in that if I wanted to right now, and my teachers wouldn't know.
Before, I had school, Model United Nations, I was in a play and a musical, not to mention family obligations and an actual social life. I was busy and it felt like too much, but at least I was engaged.
Oh, you can hear my laptop fan. That's cool.
Now, highlights of the day are video games and cooking lunches for myself.
Listen to the sizzle. It's soy sauce and tofu in a pan. Hello. It is, It is April 6th, Tuesday. What time is it? Like 4:30?
It is.
Like 4:30.
4:20.
4:20.
All right, lady.
That's my mom, Katie, who I'm laughing with right there. We get along well.
Hello.
Hi, can I get an iced tea?
The other day, I recorded us at the Starbucks drive-thru. We got to talking about school the past year.
What do you think that you have lost your junior year not being in school in person?
A lot of learning.
Yeah, you don't think that you've learned as much?
My stats exam is going to go horribly. Just because it's really hard for me to learn math through a computer. Because, like, I'm not being, you know, it's just hard to do that.
But there's something else I've lost. Something my mom pointed out.
Sometimes when I come in your room and you're playing video games, I feel sad.
Well, I like to play video games.
I know, but it's like,
it's fun for
you. You should be leaving the house on a Friday night and being like, I'll be back at curfew.
She's right. I've missed out on a lot of the experiences 16-year-olds get to do. I haven't driven around aimlessly with my friends on a Friday afternoon or spent 3 hours at Denny's just goofing off.
Yeah, I do kind of wish that I was able to have that sort of thing.
So next year...
Next year, Mom, I will party all the time.
No!
Okay, I mean, I play video games on a Friday night. I'm not actually trying to party. But I am looking forward to getting my life back. I'm graduating high school next year, so I gotta make it a good one.
That was Jane and her mom, Katie. Jane worked with Rachel Ishikawa for this story.